Hi, precious hearts. Welcome to Awaken Your Divine Potential. My name is Patricia Cota Robles, and I'm delighted to share this special time with you. For the past few weeks, we've been doing replays because I've been at the 24th Annual World Congress on Illumination, and wonderful things took place at that event, and I'm going to share some of those things with you. I know that we have all been joining in consciousness for the miraculous events that have transpired this summer of 2010, and there are wonderful, magical things that we now have accomplished that are going to make life a whole lot easier for humanity and all of us involved in this wondrous evolutionary process that Mother Earth is going through. As you listen to this online radio broadcast, know that you're joining in consciousness with lightworkers all over the world who are listening to this program with you. And together, through our collective consciousness, we are co-creating a chalice of light that will serve as an open door through which the light of God will flow to bless humanity and all life on this sweet earth. We function in the eternal moment of now. So whether you are tuning in with us live or you're listening to the program through our on-demand archive service, your magnificent light is being added to our unified chalice. Your love and all of your sacred gifts are being woven into this force field of light by your mighty I Am presence, your true God self. Through this unique opportunity, you will bless humanity and all life, and we will work together to heal the maladies manifesting in your life and on the planet. Now, as we begin this special time together, breathe in deeply and go within to the divinity of your heart. Feel your heart chakra opening to full breadth. Now experience the infinite love of God flowing through your heart flame into the heart flames of every man, woman, and child on earth. Know that as the love of God lifts you up, all life is being lifted up with you. Remember, the past is over and the future does not exist yet. All we have is this present moment. So open your heart and mind and be here now. For just a moment, I would like for you to feel the divinity within your heart flame and experience the elation that is pouring forth from the company of heaven in response to the unprecedented victory in the light that the God selves of humanity have co-created this miraculous summer of 2010. Never in the history of time has the collective energy, vibration, and consciousness of humanity taken such a quantum leap into the frequencies of light. Through the unified efforts of millions of lightworkers who participated in hundreds of activities of light, and the rare celestial alignments that opened heavenly portals, allowing monumental influxes of light, we have succeeded in accomplishing this facet of the divine plan beyond the greatest expectations of heaven. Through the cooperative endeavors of heaven and earth, we reached a critical mass that allowed the God Self, the I Am presence of every man, woman, and child to burst the oppressive bonds of their human egos. Every single person on the planet who turned his or her attention to a higher power and invoked the light of God in any way this summer was instrumental in bringing this facet of the divine plan to God's victorious fruition. What I will share with you today is just one part of this unified effort. What I am sharing is what occurred at the 24th Annual World Congress on Illumination, which was held within the Force Field of Washington, D.C., August 14th through 19th of this year. The 24th Annual World Congress on Illumination began with our opening ceremonies on August 14th. There were over 500 people in attendance from 22 countries. 22 is the master number that reflects power on all planes and the ability to change the course of history. There were also hundreds of thousands of lightworkers consciously joining us from around the world. This event took place in the embrace of a rare Grand Cardinal Cross, which involved the planets aligned in Aries, Libra, Cancer, and Capricorn. These astrological signs represent the elements of air, fire, earth, and water, which comprise humanity's earthly bodies. This alignment was a very important factor in raising the frequency of our physical, which is associated with the earth body, our etheric body, which is associated with the air, our mental body, which is associated with the fire element, and our emotional body, which is associated with the water element. This alignment assisted in lifting these bodies into a vibrational tone that would burst the bonds and transcend the grasp of our human egos. Spiritual astrologers around the world reported that they had never seen a Grand Cross cardinal alignment with such a large number of planets involved and in such a tight mathematical degree. Those investigating this alignment could not find a similar Grand Cardinal Cross for 500 years before or 500 years after this event. It is difficult for us to comprehend with our finite minds the magnitude of what has occurred for humanity, but to demonstrate the assistance we received from on high, I will share with you that this activity of light drew the attention of the entire company of heaven. During our opening ceremonies, the mighty Elohim, the builders of form, created a colossal amphitheater of light that encircled the planet and extended into the heavens as far as the eye could see. Then our Father, Mother, God, and the beings of light serving the earth invoked the legions of light throughout infinity to join us by projecting their luminous presence into the amphitheater. The radiant presences of the legions of light throughout the whole of creation filled the amphitheater. These selfless messengers of God empowered our efforts 1,000 times 1,000-fold and assisted us every step of the way throughout the entire week. August 15th was Mother Mary's Ascension Day. This is always a powerful day when the feminine aspects of deity assist humanity with the process of integrating the love nature of our Mother God, the Holy Spirit, into every person's heart flame. After eons of separation, our Mother God began her return to Earth during the initial impulse of the shift of the ages that we are now in the midst of. This initial impulse took place during an event called Harmonic Concordance. This occurred between the lunar and solar eclipses in November of 2003. Since that time, our Mother God has been gently integrating her love into the immortal, victorious threefold flame in every person's heart. This flame consists of the blue flame of divine will and power, which represents our Father God, the pink flame of divine love and reverence for life, which represents our Mother God, and the yellow-gold flame of wisdom and enlightenment, which represents the sons and daughters of God, the Christ. It is the true reflection of the Holy Trinity. In the beginning, our threefold flames were balanced within each of our hearts. But after our fall from grace, we lost awareness of the love nature of our Mother God. Since that fateful time, we have been using our masculine power without the balance of our feminine love. This has literally wreaked havoc on Earth, and it is the main reason that we developed the fragmented, fear-based aspect of our consciousness that we refer to as our human ego. On August 15, 2010, our Mother God was at long last able to integrate enough to permanently balance the pink flame of divine love within every person's heart flame. This miraculous event catapulted the frequency of every person into a higher vibrational tone than we have ever experienced. This allowed the I Am presence of each person to take more control of their earthly bodies. When the flame of divine love expanded through every person's heart flame, the I Am presence of that person breathed this divine love into the heart flame of every other person's I Am presence on the planet. This created a greatly enhanced, an extremely powerful grid of divine love around this planet. This grid of divine love extends from the lowest frequencies of humanity's miscreations into the highest frequencies of the fifth dimensional realms of light. This grid of divine love is the bridge to freedom, over which this planet and all her life will ascend out of the darkness into the light. This wondrous event paved the way for the next step of the unfolding divine plan. On August 16th, oceans of our Mother God's divine love flowed through humanity's newly balanced threefold flames into our newly established grid of divine love. This unprecedented influx of our Mother God's divine love flowed in, through, and around every particle of life on Earth and penetrated into the core of purity in every electron of humanity's misqualified thoughts, words, feelings, and actions. As the love of our Mother God bathed every atomic and subatomic particle and wave of life, a fluid field of unmanifest divine potential was created upon which the patterns of perfection for a higher order of being would be imprinted. With the guidance of the Company of Heaven, this event would take place the following day. August 17, 2010, was the 23rd anniversary of Harmonic Convergence, which took place August 15th through the 17th in 1987. On that powerful day, August 17th, 2010, the beings of light who abide in the complex of etheric temples above Washington, D.C., took their strategic positions around the planet. The Goddess of Liberty projected her luminous presence to the cardinal point at the north of this planet. The Goddess of Divine Justice took her position at the cardinal point to the east. The Goddess of Freedom took her position at the cardinal point to the south. And the Goddess of Victory took her position at the cardinal point to the west. When that was complete, Saint Germain directed his regal court of violet fire angels to take their positions within the energy fields of every person, place, condition, and thing in Washington, D.C. Saint Germain said that Washington, D.C. is modeling the microcosm of the macrocosm for this planet. He said that from its inception until this very moment, Washington, D.C. has reflected everything that is right with the world and everything that is wrong with the world. It reflects the divinity within every person, the oneness of life, and the innate ability for humanity to reach our highest potential as sons and daughters of God through love and the reverence of all life. It also reflects the epitome of the abuse of power, greed, corruption, and selfishness, which our fear-based human egos have manipulated us with for eons of time since our fall from grace. We were told by Saint Germain in the company of heaven that on that sacred and holy day, the lightworkers at the World Congress on Illumination would be escorted throughout Washington, D.C. by the violet fire angels associated with the violet flame of God's infinite perfection. With the assistance of these precious angels, our I Am presences would imprint onto the newly created fluid field of a manifest divine potential, the archetypes for a higher order of being, for humanity and all life on this planet. In deep humility and gratitude, the light workers in attendance at the World Congress on Illumination accepted this awesome responsibility and traversed Washington, D.C., north, south, east, and west. We surrendered our I Am presences and offered our heart flames as an open door through which the light of God would flow to imprint a higher order of being into the physical plane of Earth. Through this surrender, our I Am presences took command of our physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies and utilized our heart flames as the open door for unprecedented patterns of perfection that would be imprinted as a higher order of being on the new fluid field of a manifest divine potential. Through this activity, the light of God was liberated into every physical and chemical interaction within the people, places, conditions, and things in Washington, D.C., thus healing and restoring all of the distorted and mutated energy bonds between atoms and within atoms that were miscreated by humanity's human egos. Once that was complete, through the willingness of the I Am presences of the light workers joining in consciousness from all over the world, and the assistance of the legions of light throughout infinity who had gathered within the miraculous amphitheater encircling the planet, this activity of light was expanded from the microcosm of Washington, D.C. to the macrocosm of planet Earth. Contained within the archetypes for a higher order of being was the necessary divine light to raise the vibrational tone of humanity's physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies high enough to burst the bonds and transcend the paralyzing grip of our human egos. This light contained everything necessary to set straight the orbit, spin, and electronic charge of every cell, atom, and electron of life on Earth in preparation for the activity of light that would take place the following day. On August 18th, we were blessed with the luminous presence of the directors of the elements. These selfless servants of light took their positions at the four cardinal points of the planet. The directors of the air element, Thor and Aries, joined the goddess of liberty at the cardinal point to the north. The directors of the water element, Neptune and Lunara, joined the goddess of divine justice at the cardinal point to the east. The directors of the earth element, Pular and Virgo, joined the goddess of freedom at the cardinal point to the south. And the directors of the fire element, Helios and Vesta, joined the goddess of victory at the cardinal point to the west. When all was in readiness, Mother Earth sent her clarion call to the mighty Elohim and to the elemental beings who sustain the elements within the physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies of humanity and the physical, etheric, mental, and emotional strata of the Earth. In an unparalleled activity of divine healing, the Elohim and the directors of the elements guided the elemental beings who co-create the earth, air, fire, and water elements to purge the dross that had been created by humanity's human ego. In an act of amazing divine grace, this cleansing occurred through the bodies of humanity and Mother Earth with the maximum intensity that cosmic law would allow. This was the final step of preparation before the activity of light that would liberate humanity from the manipulative grasp of our human egos. On August 19th, the cosmic moment had arrived. The I Am presence of every man, woman, and child on Earth and the legions of light throughout the whole of creation were standing in readiness. Saint Germain and the beings of light from the etheric temples over Washington, D.C. were ready to receive from the very heart of our Father Mother God the most intensified fifth dimensional frequencies of the violet flame of God's infinite perfection and the divine qualities of liberty, divine justice, freedom and victory that the earth could withstand. These were the divine qualities that would complete the process of raising our humanity's four earthly bodies into a vibrational tone that would transcend the reach of our human egos. Our Father Mother God sounded their cosmic tone, and the mighty Elohim began their descent into the center of the earth. On the holy breath, these builders of form magnetized into their heart flames the full divine momentum of the violet flame of God's infinite perfection. When the mighty Elohim entered the sun of even pressure in the heart of Mother Earth, they knelt before the shaft of light that forms the axis of the earth. As one unified force of light, the Elohim breathed the violet flame of God's infinite perfection into the axis of the earth. The violet flame merged with Mother Earth's immortal victorious threefold flame and expanded through the crystal grid system of earth like a tremendous starburst. The violet flame blazed into every acupuncture point in the body of Mother Earth and was securely anchored there. The light workers joining in consciousness from around the world then absorbed this sacred fire into their heart flames and breathed it into the heart flame of the I Am presence of every person on the planet. When this facet of the divine plan was complete, the goddesses of liberty, divine justice, freedom, and victory inbreathed these divine qualities from the heart of God into their heart flames and projected them through the fifth dimensional portal of light above Washington, D.C. This glorious influx of divine light opened the portal above Washington to full breadth, establishing a permanent flow of these precious gifts from the heart of our Father, Mother, God, in, through, and around every particle of life on Earth. These fifth dimensional frequencies of liberty, divine justice, freedom, and victory, which are beyond anything humanity and the Earth have ever experienced, expanded through the heart flame of every person's I Am presence, and radiated through the greatly enhanced grid of divine love that is now enveloping this planet. Once this facet of the divine plan was complete, the I Am presence of every man, woman, and child on Earth breathed this healing light into the physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies that have been controlling and manipulating humanity by our fragmented, fear-based human egos since our fall from grace. These divine qualities were then projected into every atomic and subatomic particle and wave in humanity's earthly bodies. This influx of light created a critical mass, an unstoppable shift that allowed humanity's I Am presences to emit the vibrational tone that was needed in order to raise the energy, vibration, and consciousness of our earthly bodies into a frequency that transcended the grasp of our human ego. As this vibrational tone reverberated through humanity's physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies, the oppressive bonds that our egos have used for millennia to keep us hostage were burst asunder, and our egos dropped away. Our I Am presences then gathered this wayward aspect of our personality into its loving arms and escorted it into the schools of learning in the inner plane, where our egos will be transformed into higher expressions of life and eventually return to the heart of our I Am presence. This miraculous event, God victoriously liberated the earthly bodies of humanity from the grip of our human egos. What that means for each and every person evolving on this planet is that we are free. We are free. We are eternally free. Now comes the critical next step for each of us. Our etheric bodies are known as the seat of all memory. Everything we experienced through all of our earthly sojourn is recorded in this vehicle. That means that the memories of our human ego's devious schemes and deceptions are recorded in this vehicle. Since we are all creatures of habit, if we do not stay focused on our I Am presence, it will be easy for us to have a reflex response to our life experiences that imitate our ego's behavior. That will occur simply because that is the way we are used to responding and reacting in our past. It is our responsibility to be present in every moment of our lives and to stay focused on our I Am presence. Daily and hourly, we must think and feel the alignment with our I Am presence before we respond to any situation. Move away from any trace of fear and say to yourself, I am my I Am presence. From this level of divine consciousness, how will I respond to this situation? How will I add to the light of the world with my thoughts, words, feelings, actions, beliefs, and attitudes in this instance? I'm going to repeat that. Move away from any trace of fear and say to yourself, I am my I Am presence. From this level of divine consciousness, how will I respond to this situation? How will I add to the light of the world with my thoughts, words, feelings, actions, beliefs, and attitudes in this instance? Then, with listening grace, respond to the divine guidance of your I Am presence. Listen to your heart, and you will be guided unerringly. Without the interference of our human egos, we will hear the guidance of our I Am presence in new and profound ways. This has been extremely difficult in the past, but that is over. Everything has changed. Trust yourself. An easy test to be sure you are responding to the guidance of your I Am presence and not merely connecting with the etheric records of your human ego. Ask yourself, is this response free of any fear? Is it the most positive way of handling this situation? Does this response involve the highest good for all concerned? Am I adding to the light of the world by responding in this way? If your answer is no to any of these questions, the guidance is not coming from your higher I Am presence. It is merely a habit from the past because your ego is no longer there to interfere with you. So again, ask yourself, is this response free of fear? Is it the most positive way of handling the situation? Does this response involve the highest good for all concerned? Am I adding to the light of the world by responding in this way? Instead of acting out of the old habit, ask your I Am presence for guidance again if your answer to any of those questions is no. Do this as many times as you need to until you are able to answer yes to all of those questions. People who are not aware of this miracle on a conscious level are not going to know to ask these questions. Consequently, they are going to be more prone to acting out of the old habits of their human egos. But since we are one with our sisters and brothers in the family of humanity, we can invoke their I Am presences for them. They still have the free will to ignore that inner guidance, of course, but without the interference from their human egos, they will hear this guidance much more easily. The important thing to remember is that our I Am presence is very practical. Therefore, the guidance always involves viable options and solutions that will enhance our lives and the lives of others. It is hard to keep resisting this kind of inner guidance, no matter how prone we are to that reflex response of the old patterns of our human egos. It is impossible for us to truly comprehend the magnitude of what this means for each of us to be free from the manipulation of our human egos but our lives have been transformed. Instead of feeling like we are always walking toward our goals through tar with gale force winds blowing in our faces, we are now empowered in new ways by our I Am presence and the divine intervention of the heavenly realms. The patterns of perfection we focus on for our individual lives and our collective lives as the family of humanity will now manifest much more quickly, and together we will tangibly co-create the new earth. As we perpetually invoke the I Am presence for our I Am, for our sisters and brothers around the world, and ask them to intervene in their lives as our I Am presence is intervening in ours, even the most resistant people are going to respond in positive ways. Eventually, these precious souls will see the life-enhancing results of their actions, and they will be motivated to listen to and to respond to that inner guidance much more often. Day by day, things are going to get better on this planet. Pay attention and empower only that which reflects the higher order of being that is associated with your I Am presence and that has now been imprinted on the fluid field of unmanifest divine potential enveloping this sweet earth. Then you will automatically empower the patterns of perfection for the new earth through your thoughts, words, actions, and feelings. We have God victoriously made the initial ascent onto the fifth dimensional spiral of evolution. We have burst the paralyzing grip of the bonds of our human ego. Our I Am presence is now in command. There is no turning back. Be at peace and enjoy the ride. Your time has come. Now, as we join together in this wonderful opportunity to be one heartbeat, one breath, one voice, one consciousness, one energy and vibration of pure divine love, let's invoke the light of God by affirming and meditating on these words that have been given to us by the Company of Heaven to help us become one with the I Am presence much more quickly. We'll do this through a guided visualization. So if you will sit comfortably in your chair with your arms and legs uncrossed and your spine as straight as possible, breathe in deeply and feel yourself going within to the divinity of your heart. Gently close your eyes and feel yourself becoming one with the luminous, radiant presence of your true God reality, your I Am presence. Follow me through these visualizations with the full power of your attention. I will be stating them in the first person so that we will each experience them personally and individually. But know that we are one with all humanity, and on this sacred and glorious day, we are serving as surrogates on behalf of every man, woman, and child. We are invoking the mighty I Am presence of each one, and through their I Am presence, they will experience this light individually and collectively, just as we will. I am that I am. My I Am presence is an intelligent being of light with a pure and perfect consciousness. It is my silent watcher, the only begotten son or daughter of God. It is the divine me, Where my attention is, there I am. Whatever I focus my thoughts and feelings on, I manifest in my life experiences. Therefore, I now choose to perpetually hold my attention on my I Am presence and the kingdom of heaven, which is within my heart flame. Within this sacred space, God's will is the only will acting, and God's perfect results are assured through my thoughts, words, actions, and feelings. I am one with all life, and I now realize that the separation is no more. My I Am presence is now the divine director of all of my material experiences. My human ego has been cut free and is now in the higher schools of learning, learning how to be transformed into a higher aspect and expression of life. I give my I Am presence now freedom of action in every facet of my life as I allow it to integrate into my physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies. I am out picturing my I Am presence through all aspects of my being as I advance on the path of light. My I Am presence is manifesting tangibly within my being and my environment as I co-create the patterns of the new earth day by day by living through a higher order of being that is now being revealed to me by my I Am presence moment by moment. I am that I am. I am that I am. I am that I am. And so it is. I am the divine image of God, manifesting perfection in my being and world. And for the children of God, everyone, everywhere, in God's supreme name forever. Wherever I am, my very presence in the universe is a constant outpouring and release of God's life and light, God's truth and God's freedom to all I contact every day in every way through the radiance of my I Am presence. I now invoke the Holy Spirit. I am my I Am presence, and I now invoke the Holy Spirit to purify, illumine and transfigure my earthly bodies. The Holy Spirit is my Mother God, who has now been perfectly balanced within my heart flame. As this purification takes place, I will be a fitting vehicle, serving as the hands of God in this physical plane. My earthly bodies will also be fitting vehicles, serving their purpose on this planet, through which I am a focus of light for my Father, Mother, God. My light is daily and hourly increasing. I am my I Am presence, working through the flesh in this embodiment, further serving the supreme source, the animating principle of all life throughout infinity. I am the fire breath of God Almighty, and I now consciously enter the flaming presence of the Holy Spirit, whose sacred essence is the holy breath, flowing through me in a constant rhythmic pulsation. From this focus within the holy breath of the Holy Spirit, I invoke a ray of light into the feeling world of every person on this planet. This ray of light is infusing the feeling nature of every human being on earth with the power and grace of the Holy Spirit, feeling all of the spaces within atoms and in between atoms that were previously controlled by the lower human ego. The Holy Spirit, the essence of divine love of my Mother God, now holds the sacred space for the full dominion of my I Am presence. Now, through the full authority of the presence of God, I Am, blazing in every human heart, I make this call to the celestial giver of all life, the cosmic I Am, my Father, Mother, God, all that is. May the electronic substance of the universe, the life force of humanity, now be invulnerably charged with perfection's flame in action, as it passes through humanity's vehicles, which are the open doors to its expressions in the physical world. Allow this electronic light to remain within an invincible armor of my Mother God's transfiguring divine love, emitting perfection, but allowing none of the discord that was released previously by my lower human ego to change the vibratory action, color, or sound of its comforting presence. I accept this God victoriously accomplished with full power in God's most holy name, I Am. With my I Am presence now taking full dominion of my earthly bodies, the etheric records and memories reflecting my divine mission begin to surface into my conscious mind. Through my I Am presence, I am open and receptive to the divine directives of God. I experience now a new level of inner knowing through a higher order of being, and I understand my mission with a new clarity. There is an awakening taking place within my heart flame, and I am recognizing my responsibility for the conditions existing in my life and on earth. I remember deep within that through the universal law of attraction, I am a co-creator of the physical plane. My thoughts, words, actions, and feelings are projected onto the atomic substance of physical matter, and they manifest in physical form. As my gift of life flows through me, it picks up the vibrations of my consciousness, and then it expresses those vibrations in visible form, experiences, and circumstances. In other words, what I think about, what I put my feelings and attention into, I bring into form. Because of the confusion I have experienced in the past through the distorted perception of my lower human ego, I have given power to physical matter. I have allowed the distorted manifestation of physical matter to become my reality, when in truth it is only an illusion that was created by my beliefs, thoughts, words, actions, and feelings. I now realize through this higher order of being, with my new level of clarity, that physical matter is nothing more than a mass of atomic energy which is controlled by my consciousness. Never does matter control consciousness. My world reflects my human consciousness. In the past, I have set about trying to change the physical conditions in my world instead of changing my consciousness. Those conditions are only the reflection of my consciousness. Trying to change physical conditions without changing my consciousness is like trying to change the reflection in a mirror without changing the object that is causing the reflection. It is a futile effort. Now I am one with my I Am presence. My consciousness is rising. My transfiguration is occurring subtly and deeply at an atomic cellular level. The seeds of awareness are growing within me. They are blazing like a sun and radiating forth rays of light. My heart flame is expanding, and the flame of transfiguring divine love, which is cradled in the divinity of my heart, is expanding as well. This magnificent rose-colored flame with an aquamarine aura of clarity is now expanding within me, and pulsating in the heart of this flame is a resplendent, opalescent sun of transfiguration. The flame of transfiguring divine love in my heart is now expanding through the newly balanced threefold flame within me, and it is connecting within the flame of the hearts of every man, woman, and child on earth. This activity of light has increased through the grid around this planet and has created a powerful force field around the planet. An actual network of light, a planetary grid system of unprecedented transfiguring divine love. The collective radiance of this network of light, formed by the love flowing through each heart flame, is expanding and expanding. It has intensified the bridge to freedom. That expands the abysses from the lowest octaves of human suffering into the consciousness of the highest realms of illumined truth and infinite physical perfection. This bridge to freedom is the bridge over which recalcitrant souls and this earth and all humanity who have been resisting the awakening of their ascension into the fifth dimension are now ascending into the octaves of light. Within my heart flame, and with the united heart flames of every person on the planet, my light is pulsating through this planetary grid. And I now realize that I am being presented with an unparalleled opportunity to be an instrument of God. Through the divine potential of my I Am presence, who has now taken dominion of my four earthly bodies, I accept this opportunity with deep humility and gratitude. I send forth the love of my Father, Mother, God to bless all life. And I send forth on behalf of humanity, in deep humility and gratitude, love to my Father, Mother, God, and the company of heaven, for the opportunity to participate in this powerful activity of healing. I now breathe in deeply and return my consciousness to the room. I become aware of my physical body by gently moving my fingers and toes. As I exhale, I gently open my eyes and begin breathing normally. Precious hearts, I want to thank you with all of my heart for sharing this special time with me today and for your willingness to be the full divine potential of what you have come to this planet to be, an instrument of God through which the light of God will flow to transform this sweet earth and all her life into the infinite perfection of heaven on earth. Please join me next week as we expand our activities of light and our chalice. Create a great, glorious and gracious week for yourself. My name is Patricia Cota Robles, and you're listening to Awaken Your Divine Potential.